extend the truce by one day for every 10 hostages released. The militant group says it's pushing for an extension if serious efforts are made to release more Palestinian prisoners. US President Joe Biden says it's in everyone's interest that it continues.
Nothing is guaranteed and nothing is being taken for granted. But the proof that this is working and worth pursuing further is in every smile and every grateful tear we see on the faces of those families who are finally getting back together again.
A centre set up for victims of intimate image abuse says it's seen an increase in the number of people contacting them this year. The Revenge Porn Helpline says from January to September it received more than 3,000 calls. Meanwhile, there's a warning school children in the UK are using AI to generate indecent images of others. Internet safety groups want schools to make sure their filtering and monitoring systems can block illegal material. MPs are expected to be updated later on the government's migration plans after it hit record levels last year. The Prime Minister is also due to discuss any progress made on the initiative to send asylum seekers to Rwanda. Business Secretary Kemi Badenoch says they're looking at different solutions.
We've been talking about the plan for Rwanda. We had the disappointing result from the Supreme Court. We're still working at this. I know that the legislation is being worked on. This is a government that is taking this very seriously. There is a lot of work to be done. And as I said, net migration at those figures is far too high. We need to bring it down.
Aston Villa showed they could be Champions League contenders with a 2-1 victory at Tottenham in the Premier League. Everton fans voiced their frustration at a 10-point deduction at their 3-0 defeat at home to Manchester United. And Rangers cut Celtic's lead in the Scottish Premiership to 8 points with a 1-1 draw at Aberdeen. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Kat.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Today is going to be a dull and damp day, like my pants really. It's going to be cloudy with outbreaks of rain, heavy in places. The rain will become lighter and patchier later in the afternoon. 8 degrees is going to be your high. Still very dark at the moment. This evening and the first part of tonight we'll see further showers in places. Through the early hours though, it will turn dry with a mix of clear spells and areas of cloud. 3 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Exactly 3 minutes past eight on a Monday, 27th of November. It's on the way. Culture Club, David Bowie, also ABBA. This hour is called 80s at 8 because every single song... You guessed it, it's an 80s song. But it's not an 8 song, is it? You know.
Mikey in the morning. Give me a turn.
First on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM's 8:15. So you've just heard Culture Club, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? The B-side was No, but it's always a bit of a bonus when I do. David Bowie and Let's Dance, and that was ABBA, One of Us. On the way next, we've got Belinda Carlisle and Bob Marley when we continue the 80s.
Little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Hoster jumpers or Jim Jams Day at Work. Or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, The Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Take my hand, tell
First on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:26 now with Bob Marley and Buffalo Soldier. I've heard that for a long while. We've got Break Machine on the way next, and we continue the 80s.
80s at 8.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Red lines everywhere, as you would expect at this time. Wilson's Corner's very slow. Ongar Road is slow from Larkins Playing Fields down to Wilson's Corner and back to Doddinghurst Road roundabout. Much the same as normal, really. Shenfield Road is a little bit slower than normal. It starts to slow down at Aldwyne Avenue from there down to Middleton Hall Lane and back again seems to be quite slow. Middleton Hall Lane very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down at Mason's Wine Bar opposite King George's Playing Fields. From there up to Wilson's Corner and back to Shenfield Common traffic lights is very slow. Seven Arches Road is slow from just before Brentwood Splash Park. From there up to Shenfield Common traffic lights and back to the train overpass area is very slow. Outside Brentwood Station it's slow on the B186 from Worley Mount up to the Kings Road roundabout and back to the station. And the B186 continues to be very slow for some reason from the Kings Road roundabout across to Ingrave Road roundabout and back again. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there. The High Street doesn't seem to be too bad. It is a little bit sticky outside Shenfield Station on Hutton Road from Friars Avenue across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back again. Slowest part is outside the station. Hanging Hill Lane is slow from the junction with Rayleigh Road down to St Martin's School and from just before Costcutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. And the A128 is very slow around the Ingrave area, actually. It's slow from... yes, just before St Nicholas Church. From there up to the junction with Running Waters is slow, and around sprayfresh.net down to St Nicholas Church in the opposite direction going out of Brentwood. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there. There's probably some temporary traffic lights or something. The A176 in Billericay is slow as always from the Laindon Road roundabout up to the Sun Street Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into Laindon Road, level with the Billericay School as always. And the top of the High Street's quite slow from St John's Road on Stock Road. From there down to the Norsey Road junction between the two roundabouts is quite slow as well. On the motorways, the M25 clockwise, it's slow between Junction 30, the A13, and Junction 31, that's Lakeside. Anti-clockwise, we've got two problems on the M25. It's slow between Junction 29, the A127, and Junction 28, the A12. It's also slow between Junction 30, the A13, and Junction 29, the A127. Two problems on the M11. It's slow between Junction 7, Harlow, and Junction 6, the M25. It's also slow on the other side of the M25 from Junction 5, through that's Loughton, through to Junction 4, the A406. A12, London bound, two problems. It's slow between Junction 22, Witham North, and Junction 20, Hatfield Peveril. It's also slow between Junction 24, Kelvedon North, and Junction 22, Witham North. They're both London bound. On the A127, London bound, it's slow between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. On Canvey Island, two problems there. Slow traffic on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. That's the usual one. And it's also slow on Canvey Way, the A130, from Somms Avenue to the Saddlers Farm Interchange. That's the A13. A12 London bound is slow between Junction 18 Sand and Junction 17 Howell Green. A127 London bound, it's slow between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen Interchange. Back to the A12 London bound, it's slow between Junction 29 Crown Interchange to Junction 25 Marks Tay. London bound again A12, slow traffic between Junction 12 Shenfield to Junction 11 the M25. A127 London bound, slow traffic between the Noak Bridge Junction A176 and the M25 Junction 29, and back into the corner on the A13 westbound, two more problems. It's slow from the Stifford Interchange towards the M25 at Junction 30. It's also slow between Saddlers Farm Interchange and Stanford Lee Hope turnoff, the A1014. And that's it. They're all the problems I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. Would love to speak to you. 01277 2030 32 the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
Send us to our room, he'd be the voice of doom. He said that we would thank him later. All day he was solid as a rock, but by 8 o'clock we'd be grumbling. One night, my brother Joe and me climbed down the family tree that grew outside our bedroom window. We ran though we knew we couldn't last, running from the past, things that we were born to. It's so bizarre, it runs in the family. All the things we are, on the backseat of the car, with Joseph and Emily, we only see so far. And we all have our daddy's arms, but
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, taking place this Saturday, the 2nd of December. There's a Christmas charity fun day taking place from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and it's raising money for St Luke's Hospice. They want you to go and see some live reindeers. Oh, that's good. Father Christmas, Sky Chase and Marshall from Paw Patrol. If you want some more details, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide. We'll be right back. Nick Haywood. Was his name Nick Haywood? I think it was. All the girls went mad for him, didn't they? They did, yeah. Makes you feel physically sick, doesn't it? Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:45, then 8:45 in English Money with Haircut 100. And I've got the name of it there. Fantastic day, that was it. We've got Freeze and Southern Freeze on the way next. And don't forget, coming up in 20 minutes, it's 90s at 9.
Fibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging System. At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Blackie's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So, on Under the Radar tonight, Essex singer-songwriter Katie for Kings is going to be talking about her Christmas song written for Colchester Zoo's 60th anniversary. From 6 o'clock tonight on Phoenix FM.
FM News.